The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? How can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take out the speck in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. The English word bus, B-U-S, come from the Latin word omnibus. This word omnibus, right, coming from this first reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, he says, "I have become all things to all people." The Latin word is omnia omnibus. That's the motto of St. Paul's school, omnia omnibus. Become all things to all people. So that means it's true. A bus is for all. Omnibus. So with the word omni means for all. But omnibus means for all. So our life is omnibus. We serve. We come to serve. And Jesus himself said, "I come to serve and not to be served." So as a student, we learn to love one another, to be one with one another. That's what the meaning of omni omnibus. With the weak, for the weak, I become weak. Not that you are so weak, but just to be with your neighbor. If they are sorrowful, have compassion. If they're joyful, be joyful with them. Not just to keep anything I don't like. No, yourself is for all people. No matter your classmates, parents, friends, no matter where you go, just one with your neighbor. Always seek to serve and not to be served. And try to remember this word, omnia omnibus. Be everything to everyone. So let's pray this year we have a new strength, that your life is no more for yourself, but for the glory of God.